here, Lynn Ray Stanfield. We hadn't let you talk yet, have we, Lynn?
Oh, I'm sitting there thinking about processes and talent-based businesses.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good stuff. Well, let's talk a bit about to our listeners that are business owners, and let's talk about you want to talk about social media today. I mean, social media and blogging. So, you know, maybe I got the title wrong. We didn't talk about what we're going to call it, but let's talk about it.
That's blogging was sort of the original social media for a company or somebody online with a website to get information out.
Let's back up a minute. A lot of people don't know what blogging is, and how would I use blogging and social media in my business to promote and market? Good, it's cheap. It's free.
Right.
So talk about it.
Well, blogging is, everyone has a website, or at least you should have a website, and within that website you should have the ability to put information out on a daily or weekly basis, information about your business, where you can do news releases, where you can talk about the new product, or you can talk about a particular service and why you perform that service better than your competition. That's blogging, is putting out information about your business on a regular basis on your website.
All right.
And then the search engines will index that information, so it helps bring your website up naturally in the search engines.
So when people search a topic or a phrase or a word, you got more chances of showing up on that higher up in the search engines, which means they'll possibly call you, right?
Right. And the more local your business, the more opportunity it'll be found.
Well, one of the things I didn't know until I met you a couple of years ago, I did not know you can blog from a website. Now, can anybody blog from a website, or can you blog from any website?
The software that your website is running on has to have the blogging capability built into it.
All right. Do most websites have that?
I would say today probably 60-70% of the websites online have the blogging tied to it, because most websites today for small and medium-sized businesses are being built with a software called WordPress, which was designed as a blogging tool but has become the number one website building tool.
Well, I know we have several websites that you manage, all of our website and internet marketing. And I know that we do blogging from each one of the websites, and it populates or is about to populate automatically all the social media websites.
Yes, that's a new one. There's been different ways of doing social media. You know, a small business owner, you have to do social media because you can't drive down the highway without seeing a hospital billboard that says, follow us on Facebook. Now, I don't know why I'd want to follow a hospital on Facebook. I need a hospital when I'm hurting.
I don't know why they would even want to be followed on Facebook. I see that all the time. Follow us on Twitter. And a lot of businesses, it's like, you know, I'm not exactly sure why they do, but a lot of service and product, you know, if you're selling services or products, I see that. Hospital, I don't know.
Social media is really good at communicating with your potential clients and your current customer base at where they're at.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's talk more about that when we come back, Lynn. If you just joined us, I'm Corey Stafford, and we're with Lynn Ray Stanfield of Zierra.com, and also Glenn Bowman, career international business consultant, and also just revealed a little redneck about himself, which is okay. We're talking about business. This is the Minding Your Business Radio, and we're on the Business Survival Radio Network, and we'll be right back, and we'll talk more about business. Secret agent. I guess that's for Glenn, the international man of mystery. When I was a kid, it was this song that inspired me how to want to play guitar, which I learned, by the way. And I'm a rock star at once, but not anymore. So if you just joined us, we'll quit talking about being a rock star. I'm Corey Stafford, and you're listening to Minding Your Business Radio on the Business Survival Radio Network, and that was Glenn Bowman, career international business consultant, big talker. And we've got Lynn Ray Stanfield on the program with today. It is we're talking about how you can use social media and blogging to increase your business or to market your business on the internet, and it's free. So let's talk a little bit more about that, Lynn.
Okay. Now, you know, the average business owner, they get up in the morning, they have their phone is ringing, they're having to handle customer complaints, they're doing they're handling proposals, they're monitoring the people that are working for them. They don't have a lot of time to sit there all day long and play around with social media and monitor what's happening on Facebook, if someone has tweeted them. You know, it just takes a lot of time to do those things. And how do you know which one's going to work for you? LinkedIn, Pinterest, you name them. I mean, there's more and more every day.
You know, I've learned in the last year how important social media is, because I do we're starting a blog. You know, you've got us a new blogging program. We're going to be able to automatically feed 17 different social medias through blogging.
Right, right. And that's one of the secrets. You got to compress your time frames and make sure that you set aside just enough time every week to do it. And it's something that I've kind of developed called the 2010 plan.
Talk about what's your 2010 plan?
The 2010 plan is you need to take 20 minutes a week, and you need to sit down and think about what kind of message do you want to put out to the world about your business this week, at least once a week.
Now, what's the 10? You totally left the 10 out.
Give me a chance to get to it.
Okay.
Okay, we got 20 minutes. I figure it takes most people about 20 minutes to come up with an idea and type it up. And then hit send.
7 minute abs. I remember that in that movie. Go ahead, Al. Let's go back to it.
20 minutes once a week to write some information about your business and put it out there. And if your website is connected and built properly, when you hit send, that information is then going to be connected to all the social media platforms that you want to connect to. And it will automatically tweet. It will automatically go to your LinkedIn. It will automatically go everywhere you want it to go. Now, the 10 is you need to spend about 10 minutes a day monitoring what's happening. And you can do it all at one time, or you can do it during the day. People are on Facebook all day long. Well, there's a program out there that you can get for free. It's online. It's called Hootsuite. And from that one internet browser tab, you can monitor all your social programs for free.
Hootsuite.com. Spell that.
Hootsuite, like a owl. Hoot, H-O-O-T, suite, S-U-I-T-E. I-T-E-S-U-I-T-E.
Yeah, it's a suite, like a business suite.
Yeah, business suite. And so you need to take about 10 minutes, you know, maybe it's 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at lunch, 2 minutes in the evening, and just kind of log in, look at what's happening. If anyone's asked you a question on Twitter, if there's a conversation, someone's asked you a question, or someone's commented on what you've written on LinkedIn or on Facebook, you will see it all within one window. You can answer it and move on and pick up potential prospects and sales that way.
Well, you know, one thing I've learned on social media and blogging is what we're trying to do. I've learned that you don't want to pursue customers for your business or clients. What you want to do is you want to attract them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can attract them by giving out good information and good content. You know, so when you're blogging, put out that good information, and they'll want to do business with you because they perceive you as the expert in that whatever you're talking about. So one thing, and the other part of that I've learned from, you know, the other experts besides yourself is that 70% of your blogging and your social media should be really information and content, or 60%, and 30% should be entertainment or funny stuff, and 10% should be promotion. The 10% promotion is you got to keep your name and you got to be asking for the sale. But if you give out good information, then people will seek you out. You will attract business instead of having to chase it down. Now, I've always been of the mindset I want to attract business. I want people to want to do business with my companies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to chase people down. In fact, we don't do that. We don't hard sell. We don't close. We attract our clients. And that's what I think is important. Now, Is that hard to do when your competition is stiff? I still think it's not that hard to do.
No, it's not. And one of the reasons I say take the blogging approach to doing this, to doing social media, where you blog it first and then it goes elsewhere, is because not only are you putting the information out there, which is like fishing with 100 fishing hooks every day, you know, that you send a message out, it's going out there, but the people are being attracted to you, and you're getting the SEO, the search engine benefit, on your website because it's
explain
published.
That to people that don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. You have a website. It needs to be search engine optimized for Google to index it. The more pages you have on your website, the more Google thinks it's important in your topic or what you're discussing. So when you blog, you're creating more pages of information. The more pages you have, the more important you appear, the higher up in the search engines, and the longer tail keywords, which I don't know if I have time to explain that, but the more you write, the more words people will find you writing about when they're searching.
You know, hey, guys.
And by the way, we've got less than a minute, so go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, all I was going to say is a couple of my dad used to have these sayings, and I used to think they were metaphors, but he only said them when they were literal. And one of them is when we would be fishing and I'd be messing around with my bait or something like that, tying lures, he'd say you can't catch a fish without a hook in the water.
That's right.
And to me, that's one of the things that keeps me up at night is there's people out there that want to buy from us, but they don't know any, you know, where to find us.
All right. So, hey, we're just about out of time, but I want to encourage people that are listening that own businesses and want to get more information to contact Lynn, and you can go on Minding Your Business Radio website, mindingyourbusinessradio.com, or you can go on Xeara.com, which is Xeara.com. You can get information about Lynn's services. Lynn has done a great job. He manages all our websites, all our internet marketing. Thank you, Lynn, for coming on today. I got to leave you with a final thought. Glenn, thank you for coming on. And
goodbye, America.
All right, I'm going to leave you with a thought today about owning and running a business. Customers buy from people they trust. Maintaining, building, and growing relationships build that trust. As simple as that, referral business is based on relationships. Technology, social media, and your website are tremendous tools to augment the more personal approach. So we got to go now, but go online and register and download a free copy of any of our white pages or reports, Minding Your Business Checklist and other stuff right on mindingyourbusinessradio.com. Please remember to like us on Facebook at Facebook/mindingyourbusinessradio.com. I've got several thousand, by the way. I've got several thousand connections on LinkedIn, and I'd really just started working it about 3 or 4 months ago. It's worked well for me. Also, check out our coaches and experts at mindingyourbusinessradio.com. And here's one thing I want to leave you a thought with. If you want business coaching for your staff and for your management, for your company, go on the website at mindingyourbusinessradio.com and check out a year of business success video series. This is a great value, and it will change the way you do business. I will tell you, it is a great value. It will make you money. If you just find one thing, learn one thing out of 52 different videos over a year, it'll pay for itself. For pennies a day, go to mindingyourbusinessradio.com, look at a year of business success video series. We'll talk to you next week right here on Minding Your Business Radio.
Every week, Corey Stafford brings guest experts from different fields to take your calls and questions. So, if you own a business, want to own a business, or are in business management, visit our website for more information, mindingyourbusinessradio.com. Listen every Saturday at 3 p.m. because we are minding your business.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some advice on healthy living.